Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on a very classic DNB move, using an 808 tail as glue under a funky drummer break. If you've ever heard an old-school jungle loop or rolling drum and bass pattern and thought, why does this feel so locked in? Even though it's just a break and a sub, part of the answer is often that hidden low-end support. Not just a bigger kick. Not just more bass. A carefully shaped 808 tail that helps the whole groove breathe as one unit. Today we're going to build that step by step using only stock Ableton tools. By the end, you'll have a funky drummer loop with a controlled 808 style tail underneath key kick movements, tuned and shaped so it sits properly in a jungle or old school DNB context. Here's the main idea before we touch anything. The tail is not supposed to feel like a second kick. Think of it like a transient shadow. It's there to reinforce the weight of the break, not to steal attention from it. If you can clearly hear the tail as its own separate hit, it's probably too loud, too long, or too bright. Let's start with the break itself. Drag your funky drummer sample into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. If needed, set warp to beats so the loop stays aligned. Keep it simple at first. One bar is enough. The goal right now is not perfection. The goal is to get a loop that already has some swing, some human feel, and a bit of that classic break energy. If you're editing the break, try to preserve the character. Keep the kick, snare, and ghost notes working together. Jungle and old-school DNB often sound best when they keep a little push and pull. Don't over-tighten everything into a grid, if it kills the bounce. The break should still sound alive. Now listen to it on its own. If the loop already feels good, that's perfect. The 808 tail is here to enhance it, not rescue it. Next, we need to decide where the tail should actually play. This is a big beginner mistake, putting the tail under every kick automatically. In DNB, that can turn the low end into mud very quickly. Instead, choose the most important kick movements. A lot of the time, that means the first kick of the bar, or a kick that leads into the snare, or a kick that answers the bass phrase. A simple starting point is to place the tail on the downbeat, maybe the first kick of each bar, or on the first kick plus one other strong phrase point. Keep it selective. That gives you the glue effect without cluttering the mix. Now let's create the 808 tail layer. Add a new MIDI track and load Simpler, or a drum rack pad with a short 808 style kick sample. If you already have a clean 808 sample, great. If not, pick any deep kick with a long decay as a starting point. In Simpler, set it to one shot or classic, depending on the sample and how you want it to respond. Set attack to zero so it starts immediately. Then shape the decay. A good beginner range is somewhere around 250 to 600 milliseconds, but let your ears lead. You want enough sustain to feel like a tail, but not so much that it smears into the next hit. If the sample has too much click or top-end snap, use a filter inside Simpler or add a EQ8 after it and gently reduce the highs. The tail should feel like a low-frequency cushion, not a bright punch fighting the break. Now comes one of the most important parts, tuning. In DNB, the low end has to feel like it belongs to the track. If your sub bass is in a key like F minor, and your 808 tail is sitting at some random pitch, the whole bottom end can feel off. So use your ears and, if needed, a tuner to help you compare it against the bass. Try tuning the tail to the root note or the fifth. If it feels too boomy, try pitching it down a little or shortening the decay. If it feels floppy or vague, try bringing the pitch up slightly or tightening the envelope. Don't get too scientific about it. If it sounds good against the bass line, trust that. In practice, the ear wins. Now we shape it so it supports the break instead of masking it. Add EQ8 after the tail. This is where the mastering style thinking really starts. You can gently reduce anything above about 2 to 4kHz if there's too much click. If the low end feels overstuffed, try a small cut around 120 to 180hz. And if the kick starts losing punch, don't keep boosting the kick forever. Often the better move is just lowering the tail a bit. After EQ, add compressor if you need the tail to sit more consistently. A gentle ratio, maybe 2:1 to 4:1, can smooth out. Use a slightly slower attack, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the transient breathes. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds is a solid starting point. You're aiming for controlled movement, not squashed energy. If you want a little more glue and body, you can use glue compressor later on the drum bus rather than smashing the tail itself. That's usually the smarter move in DNB. It helps the break and tail feel like one system. Now let's talk about space for the bass. If your 808 tail and your sub are both heavy, they need a conversation, not a fight. A simple sidechain or volume duck helps a lot. Add compressor to the tail or bass bus, Turn on sidechain, and choose the kick or brake as the input. Start gentle, you don't need huge pumping. You just want the tail to get out of the way slightly when the kick hits. A good starting point is around a 2:1 ratio, and maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Release around 80 to 120 milliseconds is a safe place to begin. If you'd rather not compress harder, you can also automate the utility gain on the tail track and pull it down in denser sections. This is one of those things that makes a loop feel professional fast. The low end stops stepping on itself, and the groove gets clearer. Now add some grit. A little saturation can make the tail sit more naturally with the brake, especially in old-school jungle or darker rollers. Add saturator after the EQ. Keep it subtle, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, with soft clip turned on. If the tail starts sounding fuzzy or distorted in a bad way, back it off. You can also use drum bus lightly if you want a slightly rougher character. Just be careful. The goal is texture and cohesion, not distortion for its own sake. We want weight, not a mess. At this point, it's a good idea to route the brake and tail into a group or drum bus. This is where you start thinking like a mastering engineer even though you're still producing. On the drum bus, use very subtle blue compressor settings if needed. A ratio like 2:1, attack around 10 milliseconds, and a slow or automatic release can help the whole bed feel unified. Keep the gain reduction small, usually just 1 to 2 dB. Also check your low end in mono. This is huge in drum and bass. Use utility to collapse the low end and listen carefully. The kick, tail, and sub should stay centered and stable. Wide stereo stuff belongs more in the hats, atmosphere, reverbs, and delays. The deep foundation should stay solid and focused. Now let's make the arrangement more musical. Your 808 tail should not stay exactly the same throughout the whole tune. In the intro, keep it shorter and quieter so the track stays DJ-friendly. In the drop, you can bring it up a little for impact. In a breakdown, remove it entirely so the return of the low end feels bigger when it comes back. You can automate the decay in simpler, the gain in utility, the drive in saturator, or the cutoff in a filter if you want the tail to open up over time. Even small changes can make the loop feel like it's developing instead of just repeating. A really effective idea is to use the tail more in the second half of an 8-bar phrase than in the first half. That kind of progression is classic. It creates momentum without needing extra sounds everywhere. Now do a final context check. Don't finish by soloing the tail and admiring it in isolation. That's a trap. Always check it with the full break, the sub bass, and the rest of the drum group. Ask yourself a few simple questions. Does the kick still punch? Can I hear the sub clearly? Does the tail support the groove, or is it taking over? Does everything stay clean in mono? Also check it at a lower monitoring level. That's a really useful teacher trick. A tail that sounds exciting when loud can turn muddy when you turn the volume down. If the groove still reads clearly at low volume, that's a strong sign the balance is working. Here's the practical mindset to keep throughout this lesson. Start with a break, then blend the tail around it. Don't force the tail to carry the rhythm. Let Funky Drummer do what it does best, and use the 808 layer to fill in the bottom pocket. And remember, tuning is musical, not a homework assignment. If the tail and bassline sound good together, that matters more than whether the note label looks perfect. If you want to push this further later, you can experiment with two tail layers. One deep and low passed hard, and another shorter one just for reinforcement. You can also try different tail lengths for different bars, or only bring the tail in on fill bars and phrase starts. Those are great next steps once the basic workflow feels natural. For now, the goal is simple. A funky drummer loop that feels tighter, heavier, and more like an actual jungle or old-school DNB record, without losing the swing that makes the break special. So to recap, load the break, choose key kick moments, build a tuned 808 tail in simpler, shape it with EQ and compression, keep the low end centered, add a touch of saturation, group it for glue, and automate it for movement. That's the playbook. Small move, big result. And when you get it right, the whole groove starts breathing a lot more like classic DNB.